This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. No one has been able to verify a viral claim about immigration enforcement in the area, and a Milwaukee County Board supervisor is doing his part to get out good information. Reports are circulating about a Puerto Rican family being detained by ICE for speaking Spanish outside of a Walmart in Milwaukee. That's not been confirmed by us, any media, or law enforcement in the area. Milwaukee County Supervisor Juan Miguel Martinez posted on social media saying, local officials and organizations have been working to verify the incident, but no evidence has been found to support the claim. Possible supers may be known today. The Milwaukee Board of School Directors is set to announce the finalists in its search for a new superintendent during a special meeting today. Following a closed session for deliberations, the board will return to open session to officially name the finalists. Next week, those finalists will be engaging with the community. The board is aiming to appoint the new superintendent by late February or early March. Tomorrow is the election for the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. Lisa Hale has more.
WISDEM's chair, Ben Wickler, is one of the front runners. The other names at the top of the list are Minnesota Democratic chair Ken Martin and former Maryland governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has the endorsements of a handful of Democratic governors, and that could take him over the top, especially if the representatives in their states follow their governor's leads.
Aurora Healthcare is ending its partnership with Walgreens in Wisconsin. The 8 locations that are open will close next week. 5 of them are in the Milwaukee area. Aurora officials say they're focusing on virtual services instead of in-person options. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback coach. Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, the murder weapon was never recovered, and there were no eyewitnesses, but most people still think O.J. did it, including O.J. According to Simpson's doctor, Simpson took the truth to his grave. Why is there yet another docuseries about this horribly tragic true crime story? Because obviously people can't get enough of it. American Manhunt, O.J. Simpson, is a new 4-part docuseries featuring interviews with police, lawyers who were on the case, Simpson's agent, and Ron Goldman's sister, Kim. American Manhunt is available on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, as we often do, when launching a new talk show, it's important to somehow make it unique and give it an identity separate from other talk shows. Comedian John Mulaney will host a talker on the streamer that has been the home to many of his stand-up comedy specials. Not many details have been released, and that is on purpose, according to Mulaney, who says this was the perfect match because he never wanted to do a talk show, and Netflix was getting out of the talk show game. I'm officially curious. 36 years ago, if you went to see the movie When Harry Met Sally, you got to see Meg Ryan proving that a woman can fake a really good time without the man knowing. If you read between the lines, you will probably remember the iconic scene set in an NYC deli. The famous commercial is being recreated for the Super Bowl, which is pretty cool, but with the same flirty and much older actors. Gross. It was only a matter of time, as there is nothing Americans want to see more than old people fake climaxing. Enjoy the game, but not too much. There is no statute of limitations on how far back Hollywood will go for a remake, as evidenced by the latest news that a Little House on the Prairie reboot is in the works, according to TVSeriesFinale.com. Really? They couldn't pick a better name? The first season of the show, that was originally based on the books by Laura Ingalls Wilder, will focus on the Ingalls family's move to Kansas. When the show drops, it will be on Netflix. Headed to the movies this weekend, the mystery thriller Companion opens in wide release, and the critics are digging it. It's pulling a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, where it mentions the film is brought to you by the makers of The Notebook and the horrifying Barbarian, making Companion a different kind of love story. The film stars Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid. If you're looking to keep the kids occupied, check out the film Dogman. Dogman follows a police canine officer and his human partner who are injured on the job. To save their lives, the surgeons make them one, like in the same man-dog body. Like he could tell himself to roll over, or housebreak himself, or catch his own frisbee. It might sound a little science fiction-y, but it's a bona fide kids movie rated PG and pulling a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. If that's not convincing enough, the caption on the poster reads, "Part dog, part man, all hero." They sound like a very good boy. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today. It will be cooler under mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s. A few light rain showers possible in the morning, and it will be breezy as well. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a high of 33. It's 35 at our studios.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.